No, that's not for us anyway. That's not how we look at it. I think this period now, yes, it's going to be mentally and physically demanding. We all know the schedule. It's our tradition, so we're ready for that. I think for us, it's to enjoy it. You know, there's minimal time to train with the players in between the games, so it's all the games coming thick and fast. I think the message to the players and our fans and everyone is to enjoy it. We're going to give 100%, as we have done. Going to each game, we're trying to put our maximum on the pitch and enjoy doing that, you know. And I think the spirit we have and the endeavour that we have, that competitive edge that we're trying to bring, that we've tried to do in every game, is to embrace that and enjoy it. So that's how we're focusing on this period of games.
I mean, for us as observers of the game, it was great game every two or three days, etc. But how do you manage it? Because obviously, you know, there's high intensity, and then you rest for a short while, and you're back at it so quickly.
It's the nature of the league. I said it before. You know, it's the most physically demanding league in the world. So, and then when you come into this period here, look, physically, of course, it's really difficult. Mentally as well, you have to be prepared for the amount of games, short succession, and to be mentally and physically ready to go again. You've seen the way that we play. There's a big emphasis on the physicality side of it, the way that we try and run and the intensity that we try and play with. So it's a huge demand. We haven't, as we know, got the strongest of squads in terms of what you would have probably come into the season with a clean slate, but due to restrictions, not being able to strengthen how we would have, that could, you know, be a problem going forward, but, you know, in this period, but that we'll deal with all of that when we come across it. As I said, you know, our main focus is to enjoy it, embrace it, work hard during it, and take each game as it comes.
And one of the things you must have taken from the Ewood Park game was that mentality, the ability to get yourself out of a hole, if you like, and come away with something.
Yeah, look, and there'll always be, I said it again, you know, there'll always be periods of the season or periods of games where, you know, you're not performing at your best, or you're out of a game, or it's not going how you want it to go to plan. What you need is character and desire. We've shown that all the way from the start. That's a big thing, that spirit and endeavour to compete in every game and not give up in any game is an attitude and part of the identity that we want to put in here. And we've been showing that from the start. And then, but you do need tests along the way. It's not that you want it to happen like that. You know, you don't want to be 2-0 down and get into the last 10, 15, 20 minutes of a game. But when those tests come, you need to show that character, and we showed it clearly. We don't want to be doing it in that way, but those things are inevitable. They're going to come. So the way we responded and didn't give up and showed that endeavour to the very end, to come away with a point, I said it all afterwards, you know, at a difficult place. They've only lost once there this season. I think all those circumstances, the conditions, the weather, showed great character. And that's the character we're going to need for the rest of the season.
And one of the other things is going in your favour is the striking department at the moment. Both strikers on 10 goals before Christmas is really good going.
That's what you want. That's what we play for. And again, inevitably, your strikers are the ones that are most advanced up the pitch. They're the ones that should be getting more opportunity than others. And then what you want them to do is be effective with it. And they've been very effective all season, you know. And then contributions from the wingers and midfielders, defenders at set pieces, those type of thing. That's all part of the game plan. And if we can contribute, great, but that's what you want your strikers to do. You want them to be working hard for the team, doing their job for the team, and then when they get their opportunities to take them, and those two have done that fantastically well this season.
And Wigan not having the best of seasons necessarily, how do you assess the challenge they're going to put before you?
I think they've done very well. I think you know, coming up promotion last year, and they carried a lot of momentum with them, as you often see, and maybe recently they haven't got the results, but their performance levels have been, you know, decent enough, and every game's so competitive. You know, they're a really difficult team at home. They've got a fantastic record in their home games, so it's a similar situation to what we faced last week at Blackburn, where, you know, we know ourselves from our own home form how mentally we think about those games and how we feel going into our home games. So Wigan will be no different with their record as Blackburn did with theirs. So it's a tough game again, and but as always, the emphasis is on ourselves. We want to enjoy it, you know, work hard, give everything that we got, and enjoy this period of games.
Another injury, though, in a crucial position. What do you do about that now?
There's not a lot we can do, you know. The squad's the squad, and I trust all the squad. Everyone's working hard. Whoever gets that opportunity to come in and step in, and, you know, we have to deal with these things. As I said, in a normal situation, you know, what you would have done in the summer is add strength to the squad so we could deal with these type of things that may be a little bit easier, but I have a really good squad of lads here. They're all ready for the fight and to compete, you know, for the team. And whoever's selected will do that on the pitch, no doubt.
Week in, week out, they continue to amaze the fans and I'm sure the coaching staff as well. 2-0 down and coming back, as I think you mentioned, shows character. But does it surprise you, having worked with them?
No, not having worked with them. But I think what they're doing is, I think they're just setting the foundations for what we, you know, for the future, you know, and you know what this club can do and these players can do going forward, and then to get to a point where it's a normal procedure and normal regulations and all those things. That's what we're fighting for. But in the meantime, on the pitch, we have to show that, you know, we can show progress whilst all those things are against us, you know. And I think that spirit and that attitude's come out already this season from the start, and then we determined to continue that for the rest of the season. So all these other things are part of football. We deal with it. We know exactly where we are. That's probably, I wouldn't say it's beauty of the situation, but it's knowing the situation exactly what you can and you can't do has helped me a little bit in terms of preparing the players for each and every game.
A lot of managers over this festive period will be able to rotate. Not a luxury you've got, I don't think.
No, but again, we all know that. We have players in the squad that maybe haven't had so many minutes that can play and they can contribute and they're ready, you know, and I enjoy working with every single one of them. Some are more ready than others in a normal process, but then again, it's everyone hands on deck for the cause, you know, and I think there's no pressure on us to do anything, you know. We're trying to compete, trying to win games, trying to put the club on a progressive, you know, foundations, and I think we've got to enjoy that, you know. I think our fans enjoy that. We all want to win. We're all super competitive, but any bumps or hurdles we got to cross, we'll cross them together without a doubt.
How does you, though, because you have ambition, you've got a great reputation as a coach, so the people alongside you, how do you manage that daily from your own perspective, having to, you know, mix and match and band-aid and all the other things? How do you cope with that?
Yeah, but I think in that chaos, you see through all of that and you focus on what's most important. That's working with these players, giving them a clear idea of bringing the best out of them and putting them onto the pitch to enjoy it and give their maximum, you know. And then obviously with the way that we work, some identity towards it of what we can be in the future. And I think if you concentrate on those things when stuff's all going on around, it's basically control what you can control.
Yeah.
And realise what's most important in what you do. And I think when you focus like that, you enjoy it yourself. That's why I've enjoyed every day. And then seeing the team, you know, show that progression and fight for that progression is what it's all about.
What do you get out of it, though, having to work like this as a manager? Does it make you a better manager, do you think?
Yeah, of course, all different experiences, isn't it? And I said it before, you know, coming up to 5 years near enough in management, and I've had a lot of experience in a short space of time, and it's great. You use all that experience to keep trying to improve yourself and put that into your players and the club that you're at. And like I said, I've enjoyed every moment here, and it's just trying to fight for a clearer path in the future. But in the meantime, whilst it's not clear, you know, is put things in place where, you know, people can see what it can be, you know. And that's what our focus and our job is this season.
It really is a game by game situation.
Yeah, for sure. We can't look any further. We haven't done it anyway, and it's served us well, but you can't do that, you know. We're just literally, the league's chaotic in terms of schedule. It's physically, mentally so demanding for the players especially, but if you start thinking about 3, 4, 5 games down the line and what this can mean and what that can mean, you just get lost in it. It means nothing. It's a distraction, you know. It's the only thing that matters is this game on Saturday is our maximum. If we can fight for that 3 points, every